Welcome to the Meet Your Spirit Guidance Team audio lecture. We all have spirit guides, and they take on many forms. Guides can be humanoid, animal, vegetable, or mineral. I've seen numerals and colors as guides as well as elements. It's extremely rare that a loved one in spirit would be a spirit guide for you. When humans pass on, they go to the upper echelons of the third dimension and lower echelons of the fourth dimension. While spirit guides can be fourth dimensional, most are fifth dimensional and higher. All spirit guides have a specific reason that they work with each of us, or a mission to serve with us, maybe another way to put it. Each spirit guide that you do encounter ought to be able to tell you what they work on with you, or how they're of service to you. It may be parenting, love, romance, writing, work, humor, focus, attitude, a project, past life work, etc. Guides also come in for a reason, or a season, or a lifetime. Very few are lifetime guides. You'll have new guides come in as you take on new adventures, switch jobs, close out hobbies, and move to new places. Spirit guides offer a rich level of support to us from the unseen realms. Whether you ever see your guides or not, it's important to assume the faith and trust that they are there, even when you don't sense them. We all have different contracts and lessons to learn here on Earth. Some of us may be strengthening faith when we turn to get to know our guidance team, and therefore we may find that we will have to learn to lean on faith to cultivate the relationships with them. Your relationships with your guides are like any relationship. You'll get out of it what you put into it. Treat it as a relationship, and your knowing of and communication with your guidance team will grow over time. Spirit guides will never speak condescendingly nor insultingly to you. They may be firm and honest. They won't judge, though. If you ever feel that a guide is doing so, tell them to leave and disengage. Be very directive in how you deal with a spirit guide that may be sounding like they're trying to boss you around. That's not okay. It's not a spirit guide if that's what they're doing. One way to avoid this is to always intend that you are connecting to guides from the fifth dimension or above. If you are quite new to this and wonder where to start with meeting and invoking guides, intend to connect to the sixth dimension. The sixth dimension is where archangels and ascended masters hang out. It's a very solid dimension with very little, if any, riffraff. It's an uber-safe dimension to work with guides from. What you've got here in this course, and I'm really glad you're here, thank you for making this commitment to yourself, an investment in yourself. What you've got here are three meditations to experience spirit guides within. You've also got two exercises, one on automatic writing and one on pendulum dowsing, as ways to connect with your guides. These are some general classifications of guides that you might find helpful. Elementals are the class of guides that are fairies and pixies and gnomes and sprites and lots of little things that you might see outside in the grass or around flowers, etc. They really like shiny objects, so if you would like to make an offering to them, leave something out on your back porch for them, make it shiny and little, and it will disappear. They'll take it to where they dwell. They love those types of things. Angelics include all of the types of angels, including archangels, which are so commonly known on Earth. Some of the extraterrestrials are angelics also, and they will identify themselves as such. Ascended masters are guides that once walked the Earth and ascended spiritually to stay on the other side and be an ascended master to us humans. They are solid and reside in the sixth dimension. Deities from religion, folklore, and myths, and all of the world cultures are often guides too. Animals are often spirit guides. A great way to understand them is to search spiritual meaning of whatever animal that you may encounter and see what resonates for you in the symbolism that you're offered there. Galactics are known as ETs, extraterrestrials, off-planet beings, star beings, etc., and they're another classification of spirit guides. There are many, many resources out there about different sorts of guides, and there are many, many different types of guides out there for you and potentially working with you. I strongly recommend experiencing them yourselves and building your knowing of them for you in your life. It's very individual how we experience guides, and while you might read that a certain ascended master helps people with one subject, they may be there in your life, in your fields, to work with you on things very specific and individual to you. So I encourage you to always go with your inner knowing and your knowing with your guides. Enjoy the offerings of this course and getting to know your spirit guidance team. Many blessings to you.